Hello, everybody. This is your Alabama Mammy coming to you live from the middle of the cornfield. And I was just, thinking about Christmas and, like back to times when I was a kid, when Christmas was just the most exciting time. I wondered what Santa was going to bring me. And I would, write letters to him and go see him at the mall. And I had these special toys that just stuck out in my mind that I had as a child. And one of them was, it was called Cry Baby, or it was a baby doll that cried. And when you put it up on your shoulder and pat it on the back, it would say Mama. And I can't remember the name of it, but that doll, and I had a Holly Hobby sewing machine. I went absolutely berserk over the sewing machine because that was one of the things that I'd asked for that I wanted. And I sewed everything in the house. I bet I sewed up every pillowcase we had, like the opening of it. I know Mama was mad at me because I was, every time she got up, every time I went to play, here I was trying to sew things together. The wash rags, I was sewing them together like a quilt. Or sewing the end of the pillowcases up. And I had this toy box, and it was a huge apple. It was shaped like an apple, and the handle of it was a worm that was supposed to have been going running in and out of it. And I've been over on Google searching vintage toys, trying to find a picture of this Apple toy box that I had, because I loved my Apple toy box. Like, I don't even remember how old I was when I actually got rid of it. I know I kept it for years and years, and that was my mom's way of narrowing me down to just a small few amount of toys, because if I had more toys than what would fit in that box, she would start culling them. And so, anyway, I don't know. I was just thinking about Christmas and, how everything's changed. I even seen an Easy Bake Oven. And, Easy Bake Ovens does not look a thing like they used to. I mean, they look like a outer space microwave oven now instead of an Easy Bake Oven. That was another toy that I liked. I had a Sit and Spin. I love that thing. It's a wonder if I was just plumb dizzy all the time from sitting on that thing spinning around and around. And I had a lemon twist. It was a huge lemon that looked maybe like the size of a navel orange nowadays. And it was on a plastic kind of like a rope. And then it had a loop on the other end of it that went on one leg. And turn it around and around, and it would twist around and around your ankle, and you would jump the lemon part of it with the other foot. I love that thing. Let's see. What other toy did I have that really, really stuck out to me? Oh, I had an inchworm. And I bounced up and down on that inchworm everywhere. Let's see. That's really all I can think of that was just like really vivid in my mind. But that Holly Hobby, that Holly Hobby sewing machine, y'all, I know that my mom wished she had never bought that thing for me. But I was a Holly Hobby freak. That Holly Hobby come out back whenever I was probably 5 or 6. And so everything I had to have was Holly Hobby. Holly Hobby shirts, Holly Hobby, everything. I even had a Holly Hobby jewelry box, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, what toys did you have that sticks out in your mind that you had as a kid that was just so special to you, and like it was just a toy that you played with so much that you couldn't put down? Do you have one of those? If you do, comment on this blog. I will see y'all later.